spent some time discussing the rush of the Sefta Avodah Zarah, and copies were given out to everybody. The very last rush, really the very last page of the Sefta Avodah Zarah, Siman Lamed Vav. There's one phrase, one word actually, that was somewhat problematic. You can find it in Sakham, will be easier. Again, here in Sakham, it is Perek Beis Siman Zayin. Call here it's by the small samach. In Yavzo v'yivla ma'atven aniflat davar muadu v'nosin tam v'nosin tamu. That's what he said over here in Masechta Sochim. Answer this question. And in Masechta Avodah Zarah, small iron is. So by us it's samach, there it's iron. Easy to remember. Kevin dein sarach nami hagola lo gazvina ele b'shul atavshim. Which word? Let's read the words together. Do you have it in front of you? Do you have it in front of you? Kevin dein sarach nami hagola lo gazvina ele b'shul atavshim. There's only a total of 10 words. One of those words I don't understand. There's a 10% chance, just a flat guess. Which one of the 10 words bothers you? That's right! My time even got to begin to understand it. The word Nami doesn't fit in. How do you understand the word Nami? How did you figure it out? What does Nami mean? Who understands the word Nami? It makes no sense to me. I wanted to suggest a radical suggestion as a Torah Sofer. But I'm not the kind of guy who does it flippantly. Maybe you can find another source. I don't know what. There's no Tosa Rosh in Avodah Zarah, to my knowledge. Maybe there's someone. My Tosa Rosh in Shas is not on Avodah Zarah. Maybe you can look it up. Maybe there's some Saviyat or something just came out recently. Tosa Rosh in Avodah Zarah. Very often he has the same thing, different words. My guess is as follows. It's a pure guess. There's one little thing missing. It's going to sound radical. Not my style, but I have no better way out. You see the Nami, Nun Mem Yud? You see it in front of you? Yeah?
Doesn't the Nami just come in to include like the Sheina Ben Yomah, that Nami that would also need to go? I mean,
that
a Ben Yomah needs to go, and then the Nami, even a
Sheina
Ben Yomah needs to go.
Let's have again. You have to understand what the question is and what the answer is. Okay, let's review again. The logas rinans, the line before. Gabi hagola, kli shena benyama to benyama. Same question he asked over here. So the same way as what? You can't cook in a benyama pot. Shouldn't be allowed to remodel in a benyama pot unless you have shishim or whatever it may be. No, we don't do that. Why? Keva de ain sarich nami hagola, logas rinan elabishulatash. What does that mean? You do need hagola. You do need a gola. You need a gola and a ben yomo. What's he talking about? What does it mean? You don't need a gola. You do need a gola. I just don't, with the words as a, I don't know what it means. So the carbon is not an ayin. The kli she'ena ben yomo shetama pagamo lo hoyot tzorech a gola mitzad atzma. In and of itself, it would not require a gola. Lo gazmina lahagilo ela bishvil hatavshil shema im yivashil. What's he saying? I mean, I hear what the words mean. He's saying, What's he saying? He's saying, you want to sound like he's saying? The both side, you don't need a pot. What's he sound like he's saying? If you ate the pot, it'd be a problem. But you don't eat the pot. Let's read it again. The Kli Shein Ben Yomo, that says the crop in the saddle, I. Shetama Pogum, Lohoya Tzorach HaGola, Mitzad Atzmo, of what? Of the pot. From the perspective of the pot, you wouldn't require it. Look, Asvina La Gila, Mishulat Tavshin. What are you afraid about? That you're going to be Mavashal and a Ben Yomo, and a Mavashal and a Ben Yomo. Eating a pot? Good morning, I'm going to say. Who ate a pot last? I mean, I'm not blaming the Korban Asama. How about you eat it? Hey, Ben Dain Tzorach, Nami Hagol. In other words, I'm just got a little syntax. Kevin Shein Tzorach Nami Hagola. What do they mean? You're never going to eat the pot. You know, Hagola from eating the pot. Strange, no? Let me give you my shot with one little line maybe missing. I know it's a radical thing. I don't like to add or subtract lines. The letter Nun, Rabbi Osai, goes like this, right? Add a little line on top of it. Put a little line on top of a Nun. What do you get? Top. Lamed. That's my emendation. Lemei Hagola. If you were eating, if you were going to drink the water of the Hagola and have it for tea, that would be a big problem. Okay, Vanjain and Sarach, Lemei Hagola. You throw it down the tubes. Not as there's a shortage of water. Like in some players, it's a shortage of water. They were fasting yesterday. So the emotional distancing was not in favor of the fast. I just still got someone put it on my desk. I happen to think that there's a lot of merit in what he wrote. That's not for now. So there's no shortage of water. So you pour the water out. That's what I told the man. If you're going to drink the water, then I'd be the same as the Tavshul. That's my, it's a little bit not my style to make emendations, but it reads much better. Yes.
Doesn't it seem that the Rosh comparing a Ben Yomo and an Eino Ben Yomo mean that a Ben Yomo wouldn't need Hagola, and then that really that an Eino Ben Yomo wouldn't need Hagola? So wouldn't that be like the Nami? I mean that the Ben Yomo needs it.
Okay, let's read it again your way. Kevan de Ein Sorech Nami Hagola, it doesn't even need Hagola. We're not discussing Liban over here. It's not as if there's another discussion.
No, but that it wouldn't need Hagol at all, meaning that it would be fine by itself.
Why? Because you don't eat the pot. That's what you're saying. You don't eat a pot. You're right. All right, so
because there's no real nos in time at that point, meaning after it's in a Benyom.
Yeah, but... maybe I'm being too radical, but I hear what you're saying. Good. Just making that suggestion. And that brings me to another point, Rabbi Osai, which is an interesting point, which I have to think about a little bit more. We spoke about yesterday. You know, the Pilpula Charifta, remember what he said? Les Nagar Ubar Nagar Dilifrakune. We had a Shach. The Shach did figure it out, right? I read through the Shach yesterday. So I was thinking, what was the Pilpula Charifta thinking? Presumably he holds that if you deny Chaticha Nasa Nevela, so I told you before, if you have, all you need is 8-to-1 ratio. If 8-to-1 ratio, do a little arithmetic. So it goes in 8-to-1. So now only 1/8 of the water is tainted. Goes back to the pot and comes back out again. So again, you have 8-to-1. 8 times 8 is 64. And we have 1/64th. What we call in our language a shminish of a shminis. So a shminish of a shminis. I'm not going to just make allusions to various gemaras and the gomes that you may not be aware about. I'm not going into it right now. To have a shminish of a shminish, to have 1/8 of an eighth is 1/64th, it's already going to be taken care of. I thought about it again. And that is, it's not so simple, even if you go with that assumption, for the following reason, Rabbi Osai. What happened over here? What's the Rosh saying over here? You require a me'es le'es, Rabbi Osai. You require a me'es le'es from when? From when, Rabbi Osai? From when? From the Bishul la'achra. So I made an assumption which I think is incorrect. Oh, I told you yesterday. The Bishul Achron, that's a kind of a Hagola. Okay, so once you have a Hagola once, and he comes back prorated, goes back a second time prorated, it's going to be bottled. Who said, Rabbi Osai? As we're about to see today, in order to kasher, not enough to have stam cooking. You have to have roschim. What does roasting mean, Rabbi Osai?
Boiling
hot. You can cook, it's not boiling hot. We know most people cook it, it's not boiling hot. So I had second thoughts about this. Is it really going to be a tenable answer? I just want to bring it to your attention as we start the Ran. Today we're starting the Ran. Let's start the Ran today. Today's Ran and Mordechai Zay, B'siyata D'shmai. So let's open to the Gemara Pesachim to the Ran and see what he has to say on this very important subject. What do we say today? We're starting with knives. We don't play with knives. We're not gangs over here. We're talking about kitchen knives. Okay? Kitchen knives. So, what's the halachic status of a kitchen knife? How do you kasher it? The tosis on the lamed and beis on the top. At 2 days, what do you say? A terabola when it comes to Pesach. And in the absence of a terabola, the pshuto, you have to have a libun setosis. So let's take a look over here. In the Ran, it's page Chav Beis, the bottom of the first column. We'll do a little Chazara. Let's see what the Ran says about this very fascinating matter. Maskina v'hilchos idin idin barosin in the kli rishon. Okay, no problem. Kotz of Arayvi. That, if you have the old edition, it's page Tav Ches. U'maskina is in big bold. The Davka sakini the piskahu the saga barosin. Should the meikorah had terabola. The chipalti less at isur beinim. Well, hey, that terabola after the dvarim shirchas tashmish naidei aur sagadu ba'agola. Rav Ashi in the Masechta Avodah Zarah. Fine, that's the Rabbi's answer. Okay, if that's the case, Rabbi Osai, the column two, new paragraph, narrow line. Ava b'shari sur hasakinu tzrichan libun shekeva shepamim shetolim behem habluk ashput. Because it's Tosefta Avodah Zarah that says that. Yerushalmi says the same thing. Avol Rashi, next paragraph, that's in the narrow lines, says no. Shebechol Yisurin Kula Neins Hasak Hatzorach Ala Hagolah Hapapish the Yisur Abolah Ayat HaTosefta Meshabeshtehi, because the same Tosefta is quoted in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah in Vav, doesn't say Sakinim. That's all. Fine. Ayat Yerushalmi, no, it's against our Gemara. We pass like Shas Bavli against the Yerushalmi. So writes Rashi. And don't tell me a terabola, because Ramban said it's called Isurabola. Again, not causing all that. The next to the last paragraph here, that the Rif quotes Silva's pace of all these things. Shpudin requires Libun. Obviously, he holds Isurabola. Fine. Good. And Ravashi is discussing Sakina de Pisra. Lav ni chomet be pesa bulchud boimine. Fishayo asuk and bilchus a pesa. Shalom inay sakini de pisra maskana berosin with klivishin. Benin and chomet. Benin and isur shari sur and shabator. Why? Now here comes the final punch of the Ran. For those who can't find the place, the Ran is about 15 lines up in column 2. Starts with shasak. Shasakin apalpi shenishtamish bo ayadeh ur. Kamoshikasabnu lamala. Anan b'chol kli. Basar, Rov, Tashmish, Azlina. You follow the majority. Shereit Slochios, Vikosos, Vikitonios. Sheshanina, Behen, Medichan. These dishes. They just rinse them off. Yevsher. Shalitim, Rechokos, Lishtamish, and Bechanim. Once in a while, you put something hot on a dish. Afilohachi, Sagalu, Badacha. To rinse it off. Af Sakin, Gamke. Af Alpisha, Lef Amim, Yishtamishbo, Aydeho Ur. Ain rov tashmisha pekach, umeshavachi sagalu ba'agola v'rosnu v'klirish. Okay? Yes.
Why does rov tashmisha matter?
Because kach tikkun chachamim. Kach. It's all the rabbanon, right? On the raisa level, no problem. Why? Right. Tomei in the benyom. We only kashen the benyom. In a chanam. If the benyomo, then you would not be able to follow rov tashmisha. Mefurish v'shabru. Forget it. Umiyu. Klirishon, boy. Why? It's a good question about it. Why Klirishon? You're only using it, in the dining room. No one ever Klirishon. The Zimnin, the Mayalu, Beduda, the Bistro. Fabaluke, and they came Kappa. Kankosi, Rabbalah, Zal. Afo, Pisha, Binyazay, no, we got Hashmisho. Yeah, look at this now. Kevin, Shapa, Omer, Mishtamish, boy, they are Mamish. You stick the knife into the steak on the fire. If you wanted to follow the minority usage. Kamosh Kasafti, you stick it into the pot of water on the fire. Or even off the fire, it's called Klibish. Me'ol Shatash Mitzarach HaGala B'Klibish. Afal Pisha Harbe. In my opinion, Harbe means rove. Plumbing. Hu Mishtamash B'Klisheni. And Klisheni is no problem. Klisheni ain't a Mavash, presume is no Blia either. We'll see soon. Hitilu Chachomim Hechsha Beinani. Shutzarach L'Tashmash Emtsoi Shalom. Taina Beroskin of the Kli Risho. Fascinating. There are three different Ishtamshios. Klisheni, Kli Risho, and Aleish. So the Chazal said, do the average one. Kli Risho, which is the average one. Fascinating. That's the Ron says. Inami, really you should have been mutter of the Klisheni. It's Rav Tashmisho. But, Shub Da'agav Duchku De Sakina Bolatvei, that's a definite concept of Duchu de Sakina, which you're not going into right now. It's a Yoredeya concept, which you will get to if you ever learn Yoredeya more be'ian. Okay, Rabbi Osai? So far, so good. Good. Now that the Ran said this is important, Ran, we have to see something even more remarkable. And that is that you may recall the earlier Ran quoted about the issue of how do you kasha the handles and how do you kasha the blades. Okay? Take a look over here in the previous Ran on page called Beis, column one. Umiya Shamina. It says this little paragraph in our edition. Shekli shal matcha shemishtamashim miktsaso. Use part of it. Kol shemakshir miktsaso dial. Right? That makes perfect sense. If I use half the knife, I can kash half the knife. Ki eichad amina parzalaya benura. Right? The parzalaya, which means the barzalaya, which really means the blade, the metal blade, is kashed with fire. And that's it. You went in with only the blade went into the fire, so it's only kashin. That part was fine. B'chinam v'zvachin, kli v'afil v'mitzas kli. Kasher, half a kli too. V'lom v'kli v'lo mitzas kli al v'kotchim v'lvan. Fine. Frek d'ran, uda arminon. Have you seen big bold? Uda arminon. B'reish ketz et tzol nef ayin dal. The kli shal matchis cham mitzas o cham kulo. Ooh. Avosai Torah mada. Metal conductee, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So cham mitzos or cham kulo. That's what it means. Hainu le'inyan tzliyaso shal pesach. Shalo yei tzlimach masdover acher. Rabbeinu said the din is that you have to be tzli'esh with no other source of heat. So you may not use a metal spit upon which to revolve the paschal lamb as you're roasting it. Because the heat source, not only the fire, it's a metal as well. It's cham mitzos or cham kulo. You have to use a wooden spit. It doesn't come on that fire and dal. Says the Rana, it's a unique thing by Korban Pesach. Avol nihechshav b'machshir also mitzvah shenishamash bo sagi. Showing. This is what the Rana says. V'acherim. It's a Rashba in two places. Amru. Kevin in the cham mitzos or cham kulo. Sorach shiachshir as kulo. So although he only made a tray for half the blade, you have to kasha the entire blade. V'hocha, what happened over here? He only put the blade into the fire and not the handle. V'hocha, ahad ola de l'besof de obadu le katayos amchina. Well, you have to kasha the half the blade and the rest is enough to kasha with water. V'kasin in bevov. Okay, bevov. What do you mean, bevov? What's a vov? What's al gemara? What do you do? It says, Malkataya betina, uparzalayu benura. Vahodar ma'ayaluhu ulikatayu beroskin. That's what that extra vov is put in. It says, Imam Aloni Hira, the yachi parzalayu benura lo mahani v'lo midi. What are you gaining? If it's not going to, if you're counting on the ultimate hagola for the blade as well, Why bother putting it in fire? See the asterisk? Can I see the asterisk? From the Gilead Marsha. Anyone find the Marsha in Avodah Zarah yet? Still missing in action? Okay. What does the Gilead Marsha say over here, please? The last line of column 2 on page Zion and Ayat of the Farshim in the Rim. Sas question. Dilma Achelek Shonashtamesh Be'ur. Af. Top of line 3. Column 3. After Bolea Meshimcha Mitzosu Chamkulo, Mikomakom, Bliazu, Eina Chazaka Kolkaf, Yotzeis Ayadeirosim. What's the kasha? It goes in, Chamitzosu Chamkulo, and goes out with water. Apparently, the Ran holds not that way. If you hold Chamitzosu Chamkulo, you have to consider the entire Kli to be on the same exact level. It should all require Libun. Elamai, you don't say Chamitzosu Chamkulo. It's only special about Korban Pesach, but not everywhere else. Okay, this is another point in the Ran, which I wanted to discuss. Narabosai, we have the Ramban, which the Ran quotes over here on page Chav Gimel. But it's the third point in the Ran. The first point was the Skiddush about Sakinim. The second point was the Skiddush about Chamitzosu Chamkulo. And the third point is on Daf Chav Gimel. Let's look very carefully and see what the word Klirisha means. Pirish Rambanza, the top line on page Chav Gimel, the Lav Hainu Kav Sheminayim Boaz Hakadei Rav Oda Al Gabi Ur. No, this Eitz Porer is not the wood that you use to stir the pot while it's on the fire. No, Elu Eitz Shetogim Bo Eitzim Uboltim Imenu Eilach VeEilach Umachin Umafarim Bo Kol Machal Av Bal Shem Kav Nikra Eitz Porer Viket Hashmisho. First narrow line. Aha. You don't use this to stir the pot. After you took it off the fire and put it on the ground. Once in a while, yes, Berosin Bekli Rishon, not on the fire, Sagi. Why? Why? The Ramban says the reason why you can kash it as in the klirishon, not in the fire, because it absorbs the klirishon, which is not in the fire. Get an impression of Mosai? If it absorbs the klirishon on the fire, you may not kash it with the klirishon off the fire, even though they share a name. They're both called klirishon. Not all klirishons are created equal. On the fire is more chomer than off the fire. Fine. What about klishen? So the riff says something which is not found in the Gemara. The riff says in the sixth line, "Vahani d'shtamesh bu b'klisheni gon koras v'chayotze behem kishori alai roastin b'klisheni u'mashu b'gavaya d'polton shapir domi." Where did the riff get this from? Where do you get the idea that klisheni requires anything? Isn't there a rule about Zai? Klisheni ain't a mevashel? Didn't we learn that last year in Shemesef the Shabbos? You know it from your experience. Yes?
We had, it was one of the Aphorim who said that even though it's not mevashel, it is boleya.
Correct. So the Rif presumably is working with an assumption, that's what you have to assume, that even though it's not mevashel, it is boleya. It is Bolea. That to me is a tremendous, tremendous Kiddush. But we don't pass them on Mikir Adin. In the Yoredea, we seem to pass them on Mikir Adin. Klishen is not Bolea either. I tell you, to me it's a Kiddush. So one could have said, Rabbi Osai, he's going about Iru. Because he mentions the word Iru. Iru, we pass them the Iru's Kiklirishon, at least a little bit. We'll see soon the details. Iru is, we pass them about Bolea Kedeklipa. The outer peel is absorbs. One could have said that, except for the Shulte Gibarim. The Gemara also said the Shulte Gibarim, who quotes the Riaz. Everyone see with me? It's in my edition. It's the bottom left column. I'm going to read to you, Rabosai, starting from the last two lines, which is Os Yudal. In Ira Haros in the Tov Kli, you pour the boiling water into the Kli. Bechagach Nigalu Bo Kelim, and then they kashu Kelim. Ubolim Imenim. Hare Eile Bliosan Kikli Sheni. Ketzad Rosa. Shofech alei amayim roasting, o shofchem v'kli u'matul ben kelim, shirot alagel, u'menichem shemashi yiflotu. So you have to have Rabbi Osei kli sheni. He's talking about Mefarish. He holds that kli sheni, there is an inyan of plita and blia and kli sheni. Maybe not simultaneously, plita and blia simultaneously, that's the essence of Bishul. I just thought we mentioned briefly yesterday. Okay, can't do both at once, ain't a mevashel, but it can do either. That's the simple read of the Shulte Gibarim at the very end of page Chav Gimel, indicates that he holds a klisheni is bolea. Yes.
Can we just repeat what came out of the Ramban?
The Ramban said that there are two kinds of klirishes, on the fire and off the fire. If it goes in on, it goes out on. If it goes in off, it goes out off.
So if the klirishon was on the fire, how do you?
You cannot kasher unless it's on the fire as well.
So you have to fill it up and then have it overflow.
That's correct. That's right. Or put it in another bigger pot while it's still on the fire. In any event, Rabbi Osai, this is a chiddush nifla to me, which I would have not accepted halacha lemais, because we pass the mikra din kli sheni zama vash. Go over to the Shabura and see what he passes. But pshut though, this should not be accepted lemais. We pass the kli sheni is not even bolei. I mean, he get rid in. He passed away in the Yoredei Sim Kufay. So that's why it seems to me to be problematic. No one's saying boo over here. But maybe Klishen is not only not Mavashel, but not Bolea either. There are two additional Chidushim, if you ask me, in this Shulte Gibarim. One, if you had a Kli which absorbed Tarfus through Irui, he considered Irui to be a Klisheni, and therefore says it's possible, Rabbi Osai, to kasher it either with Irui or in Klisheni. I believe this Shulte Gibarim is against the Ramban. The Ramban said it's not enough to have the same general title, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni. No, that's because that specific way to do it. So the Ramban said before, if it went in Kli Rishon Ala Esh, you can't kasher Kli Rishon Shalom Ala Esh. But the Ramban is right, it seems to me, if it went in with Irui, which is Kli Sheni, you cannot kasher it with Kli Sheni proper. Because Iwi is still a higher level somewhat. So I think this Pashuk on the Shulte Gibarim is against the Ramban. I'll bring you another Raya against the Ramban, if you ask me. From the Mordechai, please turn to the Mordechai, Simin, Tov, Kuf, Samach, Dalet. Tov, Kuf, Samach, Dalet. Tov, Kuf, Samach, Dalet. What does it say over here? It's page Ches. Matzasi calls to the shame of Rabbi Shmuel mi Bunbruk. Karmelk Rabbi Natan Ukarashba. What does that mean? Karmelk Rabbi Natan Ukarashba. The mapa like both of them. The tremendous fight. Nun Aleph on the bottom says they fought out in the Sechta Shabbos of Mem Beis. And you look at Tosaf of Mem Amid Beis as well in the run earlier. Pa'amin Irui de Klirishon ke Klirishon Rabbi Natan Lechumra. Upamim iru kikli sheni kavashpam lachumra ushneim lahachmer. Kumenatsho was right. Could go. Im iru roskin al tarnagolus lamolga also. They used to get the feathers off the chickens by pouring boiling water on the chicken. Once you pour boiling water on the chicken, according to Ben Natan, it's iru kavashel. So therefore, all the blood gets mixed up and cooked, and you can no longer kash it with salt. So you have to throw the chicken out. Abel, on the other hand. Ein laros rosim al kelim shekiblu tam roseach v'isuro chazak v'chorek kon agnei delisha o klishetef. Why? Ein lem takana Ela Bahagola, have to put it in a pot, which is Klirisha. Below Sayyidu Be'irui. Why? The Irui is Klirishani. But maybe Rashbam is right. Maybe Rashbam is right. Okay? So it's a question. We're not sure who's right. Is the Rashbam right? Or is the Rabbi Natan right? So you have to be Machmi Rabosai in both ways. In both ways. What do you see from the Mordechai? That if Irui would be Kikli Rishon, if Irui would be Kikli Rishon, then what? Then what? It would work. It doesn't work because we all go out show it's Kikli Rishon. The implication of the Mordechai, if Irui would be Kikli Rishon, would work the Kasher, everything. Mufurish against the Rambam. That's my read of the Mordechai. That's why I read the Shulchan Gibarim as well. They say, no, it goes by categories. It's Klirishon, it's Klirishon, it's Klirishani, Klirishani. And don't mix me up that this one is on the fire, off the fire. This is Irui, this is Klirishani. This is Klirishon, or this is Klirishani. It's all the same thing. You make up your mind. Klirishon or Shani, and that's all that determines. Finished. That's all. No more. Fine. We mentioned before that there's a whole discussion of how do you kasher. We saw in the Shulchan Gibarim the idea of leaving it in for a while, leaving it for long enough time, it's enough for the hot water to be maf, take the absorption out. Do we pass it this way, halacha lemaisa? Do we? Who would have a kasher of Caleb? Who would have a participant? How long did they keep it in? In and out. In and out. Against, we just saw the rib. You have to leave it there. Shulchan Gibarim. You have to leave it there. What? We don't leave it there. I think the omitting is, if I'm not mistaken, you put it in and take it out immediately. That's what I thought. You just take it out right away. I think that's the minute that we have Bismaneinu. Take a look, if you will, in the Mordechai, Tav Kuf Ayin Tes. Please, Tav Kuf Ayin Tes, if you don't mind. Give a look there. The Mordechai, Tav Kuf Ayin Tes. What does it say? Page Yud Beis. He quotes, top line. Umanichem v'soch v'ad shi'ifutu. We just saw. Because of the Rav Yor, Rabbi Ezri, I saw the Tshuva Sagon, Shemagilin tzorch l'hashas bo'ad shi'tiflot yofa. Because of Avasi. V'anu regilim l'maher u'lahotzi'in. We take it out right away. We don't leave it there for a long time. The Rav Yor says, no, we take it out right away. This is a very important yisoh. Once we have to read the last line, we'll come to it later. The kisui kedeira shel matches tzorich libun. Where'd that come from? Kisui kedeira shel matches tzorich libun? Why in heaven's name should that be true? Why should the top of a pot be more chomer than the pot itself? How can it be? So if you look in the Big Day Yesha, Sadi Zayin, he quotes the Rokeach, Simon Reish and Dalit, Kisu Yikadeva Yagel Ben Klevishim, Vim Ofa Aleha Botek Tzri Chalibun. If you use the top of the pot as a baking oven, of course. Otherwise, we don't see why in the world it should require a Libun. In any event, Rabbi Osei Amini has to do it very quickly. That seems to me a minute kavua, even though I think Rabbi Heinemann, if I'm not mistaken, if I go on his website, I think he said you need to leave it there 15 seconds. That's my memory from a long time ago. If you go on online, Star K, and see if my memory is correct. 15 seconds? Wow. I don't know. Have you ever seen that? Yeah, 15 seconds, you'll leave it there? Have you won Baltimore once? Okay, I was a big Talmud Chacham. But I think the minute I've seen it, it's put it in and take it right out again. Okay? Now, it's true. If you look at the original sources, they say you take it out as a chumrah. If you leave it in too long, they're afraid that it will get reabsorbed. But we already said before that the Rush didn't like that. So therefore, it's nothing wrong with leaving it in there longer. At the same time, I think the minhag is taken out quickly. I assume they assume that it's a din derabbanan. And they rely on the fact whatever it goes, it comes out right away. Again, it's a chiddush. If you're up to me, I would say leave it in 15 seconds, if you ask me. But the minhag is not that way. So we'll have to see maybe what others are on to say about this. We're just beginning this. Rav Moshe, this sugya, we're not done yet. Yes?
If the principle is, if we have a principle of Kabbalah Kach Polto,
right.
So
you should leave it there for an hour. I cooked noodles there for an hour. I should leave it in water for an hour.
How can there be such a thing? You put it in Kimlah, that you put it in right away, and everything comes out.
What we just saw in the Mordechai. We give the Maralot tea. You're asking, how can that be?
Yeah.
Should even 15 seconds shouldn't be enough. Should leave it there for an hour.
More than that.
2 hours.
All of the chametz in the year that was cooked in there, and have to leave
No. Not all. The longest single cooking of chametz. I don't even know all together.
I think the Rosh says, how could it be? You have to leave it there for a few days, according to...
Oh, let's take a look at that. That's a good idea. The Rosh and Simon Zion, correct?
Yeah.
Let's read it again in a few days. That's good. That's right. That's what he meant. Yeah. Where is that Rosh? I believe it's in page Yud Beis. Am I correct? Maybe I'm wrong. Is it Rosh in Avodah Zarah?
It's on page Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph. Right column towards the bottom.
Right column towards the bottom.
Sorry, no. The Rosh is the...
Mordechai,
where did we...
Which Rosh are you reading for me?
Mamash is the Bagalai of the Chotim. Sorry, it's not the Rosh. The Rosh is the one who approves it. Must have been...
But the Karban of Sala talks about it. In those vav.
What's the problem here?
Maybe you saw it in the Mordechai.
I must have seen it somewhere else.
Okay, we'll see it. If you saw somewhere else, it's right in the Ma'amar Kamos somewhere. So speaking of the Ma'amar Kamos, let's go to the Mordechai, Tov, Kuf, Samach, Gimel. Okay, I think that may be what you're referring to. Tov, Kuf, Samach, Gimel. What does it say? We saw this at the very end of the year, so we read it quickly. Maskana klolo shel davar takanot klicheres at ha'agola. No, top line, column 2, page ches. Are they called bishul tiflo? Fine. The famous line. So to klimatches, the last line over here. We read this yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Shel shmish al yedei ha'ur, im begina v'lo libna ba'ur. You can't just say whatever came out the first time. We do not say that it can come out more. Fine. We mentioned before the opinion of that you follow the Rov Tashmisha. Well, you take a look in the Mordechai Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet. Please turn, if you don't mind. Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet. What does he say? Kosev Rav Yoh. Kosev Shul Kesef Nami Yeshlochosh. Shepe'omim. Martichin Lev Yayin Upilpul Upsonim Etzalur. Vitzorech La'agilo B'kli Rishon. Even though it's used for cold, and sometimes it's used for hot, you have to kasher it in hot. This goes against the principle of what? Of Rov Tashmisha. Okay? Tzarech. Now, tzarech is a pretty, not such a strong expression. Tzarech. Okay. Tzarech. Tzarech. If you look in Tav Kuf Pei Hei, there's even a weaker expression. Tav Kuf Pei Hei. What does it say? Tough good pay, eh? the very end, the last line, was using klisheni. Miukara shalom shalif amim shavim and mayim rosam and akdeir. We use it as a ladle sometimes. Shalchamim so mechasim and shaklok. Kabeish. V'tov lagilim v'kli rishon. Not even tzar. It's good. In the Mavikar, then you follow up to Shmisho. It's a good idea. We'll see the Ram and the Mechav and Ramo how this plays out. We'll see it, believe that, soon. Fine. Tov kuf samach hey. We come to a very important line. And we're going to discuss this as we go in the upcoming Shiurim. Let's see it first once we're here in the Mordechai. Tov kuf samach hey. Based on the Gemara. What does it say? Kola Kalen, did we see this Gemara yet? Did we read this Gemara? I'm not even sure. Kola Kalen, this is the Ram Mordechai quoting the Gemara. Shenishtamash ben Chometz Bitzonon, Mundo Lishtamash ben Matzah Bitzonon. Did we read that Gemara yet? Inside? I forgot. Did we get to the Mishnah yet? No. We didn't? Well, let's turn our attention to Bosai to the Gemara itself. Keep one hand here on the Mordechai, we'll come back to it. And let's turn to the Gemara. I'm sorry, I'm out of order. Absolutely out of order. I gave you the Rashbo. I wanted to get to it. In case we don't get to it, because we seem to be changing our order around a little bit, I'd like you to see this Rashbo that I have in front of you. It starts on page Lamed Vav, on line 5, the Od Shamina, and it goes to the end of the page, including the word that leads to the next page. The Bedek Abayis in the row rips into pieces. This is the original row about the Milchik with one set of ditches that comes from here. And the Mishmeres Abayis, not surprisingly, defends the author of Torah's Abayis. Happens to be him. Now, I would like you, if you have a chance, I can't make Zirak's whole safer, if you have a chance to look on Lamed Tesem and Aleph, Rabosai, is another piece about what happens B'dieved if I told someone to use a cliche of a Yomim. And in order to understand that better, look in the Torah Sabayas HaOruch, Lamed Tesem et Aleph. It's very brief. The Torah Sabayas HaKotzer, you see, I have it over here, Bayas HaKotzer. See in front of you, Lamed Vavim et Aleph. Got to read that too and see if it jives. And you got the original Sefer, the Torah Sabayas HaKotzer on Lamed Chesem et Beis. Again, the topic for all those three sources, the Bayas HaKotzer over here, and the Bayas HaKotzer on Lamed Chesem et Beis, and the Bayas Oruch is a brief excerpt. Lamed Tesem et Aleph, all about the same topic. What happens if I on purpose use a cliche of a yom and cook? Is there any possibility that the food is going to also even be the end? Sounds crazy, but read the Rashba in Torah Sabayas Aruch on page Lamed Tesem, you'll see what I'm talking about. Again, this is very important, but I want to go in a little bit in some of a different order because I realize we never got to the Mishnah yet. It's almost an embarrassment that we never got to the Mishnah yet. So let's read the Gemara over here on Lamed Amud Beis, okay? We'll read the Gemara on Lamed Amud Beis, and then we'll continue one step at a time. Let's go. Please open up the Gemara, Lamed Amud Beis. I think we've got as far as how? We got as far as Kabbalah Kapolto? Is that as far as we got in the Gemara? Did we go any further than that? I don't remember. Well, let's just pick up from there. Bormene with a small base of the Bacchus. It's not so far from the Mishnah. We're almost there. Mea Mema. Hanimani de Kunya. Mal ishtamush ibu bepisva. What's this all about? What does it mean? Kunya. Plumir belaz. Vishalcheresu betuach ba'ava. It's made from earthenware, but it also contains lead. So my Yeruka loti boili the vade asiri. Rashi. Yeruki asuri me karkas shechor from the men of its sirif alum belaz. That means what? That it is going to absorb a lot. So presumably it'll be like charis. Okay? Tavaresi. Kitibala uchmi vichivri mai. Okay? Apparently it's made of something, a different consistency. Vehechadisbu kartufni lotibala tavaresiri. Bekoyim. Can't get it out. Kitibolak the she, my. She, what's she mean? It's smooth. Hein chalokim. Amalek. Chazina lehu de midaisi. Alma bali vasiri. Vatorahida klecheresh and yotzi de dofer liolam. Midaisi says Rashi. Polten amashne midofen achitzon. came the Medaisi Vare Bali, behold, Ubali Shuv Ein Poltin, Chatora Yidal Kincheres, she came in Shabbola Ein Yotzi Videi Ofyo, Leolam. And why? It's Chazara from last week. She be Klik Eitz Matches Kosev L'choy Yishotev, Yishotev Tavir V'Eish, Ruh V'Shutev V'Mayim, Ubali Kincheres Yishove, it's a little bit, it's a little Hagos, not for now. Umayish Lanyin Yayin Nesech, Rabbi Oshai, the Dorish Vareima, Mani Dekunya, Ben Uchme, Ben Chivre, Ben Yeruki Shari. We make it when it comes to Yayin Nesech. V'chitem, or Yayin Nesech, the Rabbana Chomet Saraisa, he's one of the most important Kolam in Shas, called the Tikkun Rabbana Kain Daraisa Tikkun, which is Kashi, soon the Rabbana the same as Daraisis. Amalei, no, different distinction. Zeh, which means Chomet, Tashmish Oidei Chavet, hot. Zeh, wine, Tashmish Oidei Tzonein. Now, at first glance, it's Tzonein, there should be no Bliya whatsoever. We'll discuss the Mit Hashem as we go. We'll have a lot to talk about the various halachos of Bliya to Tzonein, and I kasher. Yes, sir.
Rashi has a different verse than that. These man in the Kunya that are green or yellow, that they're also because Mitzarfei Ubale. So, Rashi says Mitzarfei means Tzrif. What does that mean?
I can't answer the question. We know there's a concept called Tziruf Bekibsha. When something is Mitzarf, is it more on Shabbos? I think that's a lot of Dalit. Talks about you have a, what's the word for it? Kneeling? Mitzarf? Who remembers from last year? You have metal, you want to harden it.
The smelt.
Smelt, whatever. I'm an expert in these things. If you go on your internet, you'll find in a minute what it means. That's what's called Mitzarf. Or you can look on the art scroll and then Nakamura. A little Mitzarf. You take hot, cold, you put it into the water. It's a manuma. For the Kohen Gadol is to make the Ubik Vahat. That's what it's about. I'm not getting into the reality right now. So, but I really should mention, at least briefly, that there is an issue about glass. Because two people... Well, let's hold off. Let's go further and look at the glass. Kol HaKelim, and every word counts now. Every word. Kol HaKelim shenishtamashu ben chometz fitzonen mishtamash ben matzah. What word is missing here? What we found in the Mordechai, if you remember, good memory. The next word, bitzonen. The Mordechai, the word bitzonen at the end, after the word matzah as well. Chutz min beis sa'or ho v'chishechimutz o'kosh. Omer Avashi hu beis charoses ke beis sa'or shechimutz o'kosh adam. Okay. Omerava ani agni de mechuza hol the tibir the meleshvu chamira the meleshvu chamira umashu chamira kibeisar shechimut zakash adam pshita mal tema came in the revicha shalat bahu avir shtevhev the revicha shalat bahu avir velo bali kamash vela special chumras that apply over to the kneading surfaces, etc. But you may have noticed that the word matzah, which I told you which is missing in the Gemara, is found in the Mordechai. Okay, so let's first turn to the Ran. We owe you a couple of Rans, and then we'll come back to we'll go to the Mordechai. We never did all the Rans. Okay, please turn to the Rans, if you don't mind. A lot left in the Ran. A lot left. First of all, glass. We're on page Chav Dalet, the both sides. Chav Dalet. The round finally ends in Chav Hey. We're getting close to the end of the round. Close. But not there. Chav Dalet. Okay? Let's start from the top. Take it from the top already. The Kach Useder Agolo. See the Kach in big letters? Otherwise, it's on page Ches, I believe. Okay, get rid of the rust from the kelim. This is very strange to me. It's not clear what the achas azov is going on. Is it going on kashering, or is it going on tefillas kelim? Because both are found in that parashah, the midrashi chazal. could be the Rana that Tfilas came with the Rabbanan, and therefore on the level of the Raisa must be referring to Kashmir the Kelim. Fine? V'chakach Magil, u'masha kli v'soch ha'mayim ad kadeh sh'yira v'omed yofa sh'pol ma'shabol. Again, I would like to look it up for tomorrow. I think the Rabbanan is 15 seconds, I believe. Omed yofa, I don't know what it is. It'll look for that phrase that you mentioned about the all day. I'm not sure what that is found exactly. V'chakach shod for betzone. Can I remember Zvachim that Tzadivav? Marika, Kamrika, Sakos, Shtiva, Shtiva, Sakos. Kalama Kos, Osir, Kumosh, Kasavna, Lamala, Vachain Nogu. Chidish Nifla, Rabbi Olsai. Marika and Shtiva is a special din when it comes to kitchen. What does that have to do with my kitchen sink? What does it do with what goes on in real life? Rabbi Olsai, it's hard to understand where this minute comes from. We don't understand. Where does it come from? Where? Take a look at Rabosai in the Ran on the previous page. Chav Gimel. Please turn to Chav Gimel if you don't mind. Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel towards the bottom of the first column. Quotes the Yerushalmi Batvilas Kelen Yotim Itumasa Shonachi Vilichsuk Shosho Yisrael. Therefore, so the Hachshir is Akli, the Fimash, we hope Ba'adoko, Ba'agolo, Ba'livan, Ba'chakak at Bilen. Faith. Avnit Bilo Tchila. Adain b'shas tvilas of gutuma ketovel v'sheret tviyado. Unbelievable machmir. You have to kasher it before you do tvilas kele. Otherwise, it's tovel v'sheret tviyado. And the Ravid says, as only the chatchila. The chatchila. It says over there, tavir beish v'toyer. Right? And then afterwards, v'toyer afterwards, time to tvila. But the yavid, if you reverse the order, it doesn't make a difference. It's not li'kuba. But we'll be coming on the last line of column 1. So if she's on midaba chotis boshari hikish akosim tvila zu vitvila's nida. That's me no chatitza whatsoever. So we have to make up our minds, Rabosai. Is the dinner talking about tvila? Is this chatitza din? Or is it talking about hagola? It's not completely clear. Oh, did they arrive at the top of column 2? But the Kotani Madichanu Matvila should serve the shafts for hate. But my beyond the Shas Hadacha, if it's used for cold, you got to wipe it around. That's just immerse in cold water. Lo shiavar amayim alav benachas. In kain lamut shulul hadacha will it feel a tiskul if it feel the chuda? You put it in the water if it's for tefillah's kind of purpose. That take care of a kli which is used for cold by itself. Who is hadacha? We got nearer the shadchu b'mayim achar hashivshu. Vayim the tam bezvachim perek dam chagas tarivah v'rika kamrika sarkos shtiva k'shtiva sarkos v'kos osur or isur kama dumi dekli isur dekaya begava and livi harazal any roll and I'm not correct. I don't think why I should be right. No, only by kochim. Al sheror loch v'dvem v'chol hashigem lahach. Okay, some do it, some don't do it. It's not really mikir adin. It's hard to find a good reason, a legitimate reason why it would actually require a cooling off process after the Haggadah is over. Now there are those who strive mightily to defend it on strict halachic grounds. On strict halachic grounds, not based necessarily on these Marika and Shtifa comparisons. The Rosh himself talks about it. Let's see what the shoulder is. Find this rush. Is it here or is it in Avodah Zarah? Because I can't remember where I saw the rush. Is the rush discussed over here the idea of putting it in cold water after you finish the kashering process? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's only in Avodah Zarah. Is it here? Find it, let me know. Let's see what the Zohar. Take this in the part that's on your copy. Rabbi Olsai, open your, pull out your Rosh Avodah Zohar copies. Oh, here it is. Talam 2 of your Russian Avodah Zarah. You have, if you don't have it in front of you, look on your neighbor who has it. V'nogu Olam. It's line 5 in the column. Lishpoch Mayim Sonim Alakli. Tema. Ma to'eles yesh bazeh. Imishum la'diach me'ah pleitam in akli. Shlo yach zaviyiv labo. V'zein takona ki miyad shal tziyum in amayim arosin. Im aliyosu bolea. Too late. Too little, too late. You have to tzamtzein kol kach l'mav l'shpach olam. V'yo. Ki afila b'toch amayim u'chozim olea spitosu k'nabish sliyem. Ulochi binen, one of two things. She had mayim shishim. Or what? Eino ben yomo. V'yo zein lochash in chozim olea. So the smach, the dvar matzina v'zvachim beredan chattas, the gomar hoska b'marika shtifa, the kachin, but it's all the shtifa yiserta. So what is he trying to prove over here? So we're looking at the base, the betruma, the kolshkein, the chulin. So if chulin, if truma is more kal than kachim, certainly chulin is. You don't have to worry about Rikan Shtif, it's only the special din when it comes to Kachim, and therefore it's not really a Iker Adin, it's just a Minig, which is no real logical explanation for it, despite the best efforts of those who were talking about the Belia, etc., etc. That's the rush I wanted to show you here in the Sechta Avodah Zarah. Everyone with me so far? Good. Yes?
Does anybody, like, it seems that the Rishon who said the Ma'am has no real basis, but were there any who said that like a person shouldn't do it because it's a Ma'am?
Should not do it? I didn't see anyone say should not do it. No, I never saw anyone say Ma'am, you should not do it. I didn't see. Many people don't do it. There's what to rely upon, because it's not... Okay, where am I in the run? I lost my place. Okay, we're on Chav Dalet. Kiti boralach the shiiman, right? If it's smooth, kloma. Mi boralai kli matchas damu v'sagelu ba'agola, o kli cheres damu. Shinyot shemid edofel liolam. Ulein yaniyin neset nami. Rabbi says every word in the round counts. Nehi dafilu likli cheres yesh lo hechsher. Afilu hachi ka pluktim is a distinction between sharkelim and likli cheres. Why? Shesharkelim. Kol shein machnison the kiyum, afilu tchilas tashmishu biyadnachwi v'adocha biyama sagalu, avak licheres, kol shein tashmishu biyadnachwi afilu ein machnison the kiyum, I think kiyum means 24 hours, boi milui ve'irui, what does milui ve'irui mean? We have it once before? What is milui ve'irui? We had it once before, briefly. What does it mean? Anyone know? It's on the Ma'am HaKomos and on the Ma'am HaVodah Zarah. What does it mean? Yes?
Fill it up, you let it soak.
Fill it up, 24 hours, pour it out. Fill it up, 24 hours, pour it out. 3 times. It's a sugan avodah zarah. Uvashem hachi, darash ha-merem alin yayin nesach, kunya ben uchmi ben yiruki sharik lo adash adina klimatchas. You don't need anything. That's how the Ram thinks. The Rambam says in these cases, the shori ha-filim v'achnis on the kiyam nami shori. Kemo ein bolim klal. Nothing is absorbed in these kelim. The kevin shalim dono haravzal sheish kelim shafilu machnis on the kiyam utarim v'adocha mei miyut liyasa nirali lahat eklei zechuchis afilu v'machnis on the kiyam d'shi v'koshim u'bliyasa mu'uta mikol ha-kelim u'matosikosum shuter ashra d'achis ha-lister avnosin klei zechuchis ein bolin v'ein poltin glass. Oh, Mr. Avnosim Mefurish, it doesn't absorb anything. So says the Ram. So zero. Nothing. Does everyone agree with this? We shall see. No. Not everyone agrees with this. Not everyone agrees? Okay. Not everyone agrees. Fine. Now I really want to. Kol HaKelim. Let's read the gears of the Rif as we compare the gifts of the Gemara. It's on the Ran, Chav Dalet, column 2. We're approaching the end of the Ran. Kol HaKelem HaNishtamash Ben B'chamen B'tzonon Mut L'shtamash Ben Matzah. Is the word tzonon there? No. Right? It's not there. Am I correct? Not in the Ran? Am I correct? It's not there. I'm not seeing things. It's not there. What about the Rif? Last three lines of the Rif on page Chav Dalet. Who could read it for me? What does it say there? Kol Kli Cheres HaNishtamash Ben Chametz B'tzonon Mutl Ishtamash and Matzah. What's the next word? We. Hello, Dabaru. There's a different gear in the Gemara than in the Rif. So the Ran points it out. Kachi Agir Sibrova Svarim. Umasha the Chor, the Hoki Perusha. Shinishamash and Comets Pitsonon. Mutl Ishtamash and Matzah. Hafilu Bechamin. Why not? Dolo Bolamidi. For Bari Mills in the Pshita, Ishetson and a Bolea. El Nokit, Hoki Lashmin and the Besor. No problem. Hadokah is enough. You don't have to have something of a need adacha. Rabbo said the Ran in paragraph the Masal Kol is saying adava pashut. The only time there's blia or pleita is if it's hot. How do you define hot? What's the halakha that's meant to heat? Who knows? The halakha that's meant to heat. Yatzolevitz bo. Any less than that is no problem ever. That's the Ran in paragraph Kol. Abel. Abel is a whole new world. The Rif. Abel Rav Alphas is Al Kosav. Shekol HaKelim Shel Cheres Shenishtamash Ben Mechametz B'tzonein Mutl Ishtamash Ben Mata B'tzonein Chuti Beisor etc. Utrei Tmiga B'milsei Nishtamash Ben Mechametz B'tzonein Lom Lo Ishtamash Ben Mechametz B'chamin. What's wrong? There's no B'liya Ubeisor Nami Afa Pishim Ibn Nechimutza Koshik Echamed Nami. You can't put a piece of matzah on it. What's going on over here? The Ran says he doesn't stand the riff on either ground. The Ran himself, it sounds perfectly logical. There could be neither blia, no pleita, unless it's hot. Yes, it's an exception of kosher, kibesor. That's as far as the blia is concerned. But what's wrong with using tzonin afterwards? This is an incredible Ran. Same shot in the Rif. The Chometz Kiyayin Nesech Domi. In what sense? The Tarvayu Islu Churfa. Translate the word Churfa, please. What's Churf? Sharp. Sharpness. Now, I can understand that wine is sharp. You know, we can understand the word sharp in describing wine. Chometz? Huh? Put a piece of bread down? Bread is sharp? Bread is sharp? Who thinks bread is sharp? Wild. Patience. Okay? Let's go on. Hilchah. Afo pi shebishari surun lo matzimu letona betona elo hadacha bialmo. I feel the shtamish of the mamosha shall is going to be in a repair case at Solon. On a fine vote. Solon and Solon made the just rinse it off. Hani Shani. To Shem Harifi, Utakifi, I feel the Bitsonain, Bali, Kalim, Unayim, and Kol. One, I get it. I don't get comments. He hated the Klich, Shemishtamish of Yayanesef, Bitsonain, Imachniso the Kiyum, Inami, Imachniso the Kiyum. Rabbi Osai. What's the word kutcha mean? Kutcha. What's kutcha mean?
Dip that has
milk in it. What else is in it usually?
Breadcrumbs.
And what else is it usually?
Vinegar.
I will say. That's what's sharp. Now I understand. Kutcha. So you know, if we're talking about kutcha, I understand very well. That is vinegar, it's sharp. Now I understand it. It's like, well, you put a piece of bread on, it's sharp? No, I must be limiting myself to things of kutcha and the like. That's how I understand it. Horav ami b'ilin garbaya the kutcha. Now I understand. Vinegar is like wine. It can be a blia. You have to have what's called milu v'irui. 3 days, with the details of which we'll discuss as we go. Why? Look over here now. This is, I don't understand it. You can help me, Pshat. Shekol kli cheresh and ishtamesh bochomitz bechamin kevan she'elo takona elab shvira also lishtamesh bo afilu betzonin. You hear what's going on? If you can't kasher it, you can't even use it for cold. Why? V'chashinan shem yishoson lishtamesh bo betzonin Sheyavo lishtamash bochamin. A new mice. You can't use it for cold, lest you mistakenly use it for hot. I can understand this. I can understand the gzeira, but why only kli cheres? Who cares? Ain't no takana. Let's see balabatish. If it's elo takana, you can never fix it up. You can allow it. Use it for tzonin. There's a big chance of a takana down the road. Contrary to the case of matris. You'll let it use a bitzone now, in a pinch. Tomorrow, put it into the boiling water, it'll become kosher. Simply, you know, statistically less of a chance of a takol. That's my read of the round. Yes?
Maybe the explanation in the round for the chilek between klicheres and other things is that a person is going to be disinclined to break their kli. The klicheres, they're just going to leave it sitting around and then they're going to forget about it. But other things,
you're kosher.
Kosher.
We're saying the same thing in different words. Very good. Not a fundamental difference. Second shot is fundamental. Believe it or not, around. Believe it or not, literally. The old. Shekevan shubo lea harbe. Ve'enu yotzi mide dofyo. Why, you could go for Easter. What? A klichas to blow a lot. It's treated like a piece of tray for meat. Hilkot kol hetna shed noga bo tzorach adocha. Kilu noga bi Easter atzvo. And therefore, you shouldn't use it in the first place, presumably, because you may forget to do la docha. What? I don't understand it. It's sparking clean water with dishwasher. Three cycles with soap. With, well, what are you talking about? It means a halacha is treated as a shtick tray for me. But Rabbi also, who cares tray for me? The reason la docha for tray for me is not because it's tray for me, because it's greasy. But this dish is not greasy. What's going on? How do you say this? I love this, has its limits, Rabosa. Maybe not. There's no low limits. Low pluk. Low pluk will treat a earthenware dish like a piece of meat. Either meat has grease and the dish is not too bad. Low pluk. That's what it sounds like. Rayaladava, Minarminon, the Agni, the Mechuzo, Kibbe Sorch, Shechimutsu Kosha Dami, Umashma, Vadai. The lemelish bo matzah kama. It's used for kneading. The lemelish bo avini. V'chi laishi matzah b'tzona laishi. It's all kneaded and it's cold. Shema mina. The kli cheresh and ishtamash bo iser b'chamin. Also the ishtamash bo heter afili b'tzonin. What's the Gemara in Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph? What do? They used it to salt meat and it was now some blood got absorbed. The tavra. He smashed it. Why don't you use it for cold? For one of two reasons. Either for feeling to make a mistake and use it for hot, or some lumpish reason on both sides. It's considered to be a shtick issue, which I don't fully understand, but I'm just reading you what the Ron said. Yes, sir.
Just like Yishavu was going like Rabbi Yehuda, that there's an issue of Chametz Shavu Pesach, so there's no use for it at all. So
why don't you use it for cold? Don't use it for cold.
Well, according to him, Chametz Shabbat Pesach is deraisa.
So what?
Deraisa.
So it's absorbed pork. Who cares? Like you live a cold. Why can't you live a cold? We'll have to discuss barichas. It's halacha lemaisa. Can you go into a store? Can you go into, I don't know, an ice cream store and order ice cream on their cold dish? What do you say? Yes or no? It's kosher ice cream. You can see it. They open up for you. It says OU. Right? OU. You bring your own spoon, or they have a spoon which they'll clean in front of you, whatever it may be. But they put it on a dish, which is a plain dish which could have been used yesterday. So I put pork on it. Hot pork. Hot pork. I don't know why I have to make people eat pork. But it's a regular dish, a small dish. Maybe it's used to. So we have to discuss this. It goes to Rabbotah. Halacha lemaisa. We have to discuss this. Barichas. Not so simple. But we got to this round, we only have another 2 minutes. But we got to the round because we were starting to read the Mordechai. So let's just read the Mordechai one more time, and then we'll just call it quits. And tomorrow we'll go back to the first the Rashba and Torah Sabayis with their own, and the Rashba and better and Mishmeres Sabayis. We'll go back to the Ritva and Aflama, which we started with the Ra'ah, because he quotes it over here. And we'll try to continue to get back to the analyzing some of the things in the Ran as well. I think it was Tov Kuf Samachay, we left off. Rabosa. Kol Kalim and Shamashman and Bacham and Bitson and Mutashamashman Mata Bitson, the Rifs Girsa. Nira. No, even at the Rifs Girsa, don't take it literally. The Lo Asi La Fukim and Shamashman Mata Bacham, no. Elimishum Seifanaka. Chutri Besar. Hold the chivutz of kosher that feel the matzah betzonen and also shamash b'tzonen. For then the chol davish that shmishu bechamin lo sagele b'adocha I feel the shamash b'tzonen. Why? Dilma also the shamush b'chamin. Here we go. You cannot use it for cold, lest you use it for hot. If you use it for trade for cold, no problem, because you never use it for hot. You use it for hot right now for kosher. If you use it for trade for hot, you cannot use it even for cold, for kosher, lest you use it for hot, Rabosai. Lest you use it for hot. That's what he says. That's what he says. Fine? Rabosai is much more to be said, but we're out of time. So the Siyata Dishmaya, tomorrow's sheer regular time, 1 o'clock, right? Right? Wednesday's a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Thursday's Thursday? So we have Thursday, we have sheer. Probably by Hechos Chanukah, probably on Thursday. It's a little bit too late. For the first night, I hope you'll have any urgent questions to ask me tomorrow, and she'll discuss it. If it's not urgent, we can talk about Hechos Chanukah on Thursday. Tomorrow night at my house at 8 o'clock, it's a Mesivas Chanukah.